Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the week of January 27th through February 3rd. Well, isn't this going to be a crazy week? All right, guys. Wow. First of all, what I'm going to be covering here, I did talk about in the February show. These are some of the most powerful things that are going to be happening all year, and they're all happening, you know, well, the big ones happening in this week ahead. So if you want to skip this and just go listen to that again, you can. I'm going to try to expand on more of it, what I talked about, so you guys are really aware of what's happening in this week ahead and how important it is. So what's going on? Well, the personal planetary energy of Venus and Mercury have both been retrograde, and so we have had a slowing down in our personal daily lives, in the situations that we are in with our ideas and our, you know, communications with others and our decision-making and trying to reassess certain things with Mercury and with love or money needs or with beauty or pleasure pursuits with Venus. As we reassess things there, both of them are in the sign Capricorn where they're doing this. So it is very serious for us in this period to kind of figure out, you know, what are we doing about our commitments, the responsibilities in these stories, any endings that need to happen. Do we or others need to grow up at this point in our lives in some new way, which, you know, come on. But apparently the universe thinks we need to. Is there something going on, you know, with the rules, the regulations, the limits, the restrictions, with status or fame or notoriety? And, you know, on a bigger stage, is there something going on with those leaders, the people in authority in different situations? What's happening with corporations, the government, you know, and on a much bigger level, because this is the big thing that's happening in the week ahead, as Venus slows down and ends her retrograde, followed by Mercury slowing down and ending his retrograde, both of them going direct and saying, all right, whatever we've been trying to figure out, it's time to start moving forward into what's going to come next. At the same time, the U.S. Pluto return is happening in the same territory. So Pluto is coming back to the 27th degree of Capricorn, where it was when the United States began back, you know, a couple hundred years ago. So that's incredibly powerful. And, you know, on a spiritual level, Capricorn rules reality, period. I mean, the solid foundational, supportive, structural, systemic things in our lives are Capricorn. And Pluto is the planet of death and transformation. It wants to come through a sign and destroy what was there before and rebirth it in some kind of new empowered way. It is the phoenix rising from those ashes, but we have to go through the ashes. And so, you know, when it comes to the United States, and the deconstructing, if you want to say it in a nicer way, which I try to do most of the time, the deconstructing of the systems and the status and the authority figures, leadership, the corporate system, you know, the educational system, the medical system, the governmental system, the financial system. We've been seeing that since Pluto first entered Capricorn in 2008. So we have had two leaders who were both extreme on two different sides of the coin. And we, you know, to bring about this great upheaval. Well, I'm sorry, we have a third leader now. I never think of him as actually being, I don't want to be political, but you guys know what I mean. So, you know, this has been a process. this is what actually just has been the hardest thing for me in watching everybody go through this is the people that do not realize that those systems that we have had throughout our life are no longer there. They're not what you think they are. They're no longer there. They are being destroyed and reborn in some new way. One of the first things I learned in my wee young years as an astrologer was you can't fight Pluto. I can't remember which teacher or insightful instructor told me that, but boy, were they right, because every time I've seen it come along in clients' lives, in my own life, is something is torn down and reborn. The positive thing about Pluto is that it takes a very long time. So you have time to kind of grapple with the changes that are occurring, to go through the profound, you know, darkness that comes over you as you're going through it, and then bringing yourself back up by the bootstraps and figuring out, you know, who you're going to be in the new situation that's starting to unfold. And, you know, what we're going to have now is the actual destruction of that reality that we have all been in, and a rebirthing, and it is officially starting in this week ahead. And so we all showed up here to do this. This is exactly why we're on the planet, all the old souls, all of them that are here now. Healers, teachers, use your wisdom as best you can as everything starts to, you know, change dramatically in our lives. And so because Pluto is a slow mover, we are getting into the most intense part. You've seen in the year of buildup, you've seen how those systems that I just mentioned have been decaying, have been going down around us, slowly building to this point when we're really going to see the upheaval and change. So, you know, and you need to really reach out to the people who do not seem to see that it's happening. And when it does happen, try to, you know, help as much as you possibly can while you're trying to help yourself get through it, right? But we're here because this change needed to happen, right? And it's very powerful. It's very transformative. It is about evolving our story as human beings. And so what can I say? So the slow part of Pluto means that, you know, we're going to have those, those personal planets, Venus and Mercury, they're going to start moving forward. We're going to start hearing news. We're going to start being in talks with people. We're going to start really looking at what the heck is happening with our love or money or potential for pleasure and those goals and the status and the systems and the structures. And then Pluto, very deeply, very profoundly, very powerfully turns and you know, plops himself down on this degree of the United States. And so we go back to our revolutionary roots. We go back, you know, who knows what the events are going to be. But I just thought, wow, you know, when you're looking at the beginning and the Boston Tea Party and, you know, the stand against tyranny and you know, tyrannical leaders and sucking the lifeblood out of the populace at the time, you know, with overtaxation and all that stuff. And then you start to see all, you know, 50,000 truck drivers, you know, heading for the border, you know, to make a stand against what's going on. I wonder if that's going to be our Boston Tea Party, or, I mean, it could be a multitude of other, Lord knows, a lot of people are just at the end of their ability to cope with what's been happening. So, you know, keep it in mind, don't lose your head, try to stay grounded, ground yourself in the areas that I'm going to talk about for your sign as this begins. And again, now going back, because Pluto is a slow moving energy, yes, we are absolutely officially now into the U.S. Pluto return in our week ahead. on February 2nd, Pluto will hit the 27th degree of Capricorn and stay on it through March 9th. It will be exact at the 27.33 or 32, I forget what it is, on between February 21st, 22nd. So that's kind of the peak in this first chapter. But like I said, we're going to be in this Pluto return for the next couple years. So what happens? Pluto, with these personal planets shifting and starting to take us forward, is going to hit this in the first introductory stage between February 2nd and March 9th. Then it's going to come back, and it is going to hit the degree again between, and I would advise marking that these dates couldn't have been ever a more profound set of dates that I'm ever going to give you, June 22nd through August 4th. And then it's going to come back and go over it again, December 9th, and then taking us into 2023. So December 9th of this year until January 11th, 2023. It's going to come back again, September 20th through October 31st of 2023. Then on January 21st into 2024, it's going to leave Capricorn. And that should be it. Technically, Pluto will not come back to the 27th degree again after January 21st of 2024. However, between September 1st and November 19th of 2024, Pluto will come back into the last couple degrees of Capricorn. So it will be just a degree away or just 2 degrees away. And that will be the last, you know, reigniting of it. Now, when we look at this particular year, sorry guys, there's so much to talk about. I really think that looking at what's about to happen, you know, just keep remembering this is going to last the rest of 2022, the entire year of 2023, and until we're past November 19th of 2024, okay? We're in this for the long haul. Pace yourself, and continue to remind yourself you are the soul that is here to transform what's been going on in reality for human beings for a very long time. All of us are. And like I said in the show a few times ago, because Lord knows I've been talking about this forever, and now we're here, oh my God, is that this can be revolution or this can be evolution. And I don't for a minute believe there's as many nasty souls as the media continually, you know, propagandizes us to believe that there are. I really believe the bulk of us here are pretty darn good. I think we're pretty awesome. And I know that the old souls are here. I've met quite a few of them. And I just want to say that if ever there was a group of souls who could evolve this rather than get sucked into the dark underbelly of this, it's this group on the planet right now. So don't go into fear as much as you can. Capricorn rules fear, right? So we're seeing a society run on fear. We're seeing a world run on fear. Through the powers that be, Pluto, through the criminal underworld, Pluto, through the manipulations, the control, Pluto. You don't have to buy into it. Reality is about to be deconstructed and rebirthed in some way, and you're a part of it, so keep that in mind. Okay, so in this year ahead, as Pluto is starting to, you know, bring those most significant transformations during those sets of dates that I gave you guys, coming up here between February 16th and March 3rd, Mars is going to come right roaring over this degree with Pluto. Mars is a trigger. Mars is an activator. Mars brings a lot of passion to the story, a lot of fight to the story, a lot of physical, aggressive energy to the story. You're going to have to commandeer that, okay, as much as you can to lean into the evolutionary side of this. again this year between the last 3 days of July up through the first week of August, Mars will again activate this with Uranus and the North Node, right? So we're going to have a whole other side of things being activated that, you know, actually are, I think are going to, well, they're not going to be, it's not going to be easy, but I think it's going to be, you know, well, whatever, it doesn't matter. These are heavy duty outer energies, and these are going to be really profound times. So, you know, what will happen as we go through this? Again, Pluto is power, control. It's the criminal underworld. It's profound, deep change. It rules our financial markets and within Capricorn, those systems that support them. It rules sex. It rules birth and death. It rules divorce, jealousy, manipulations, obsessions, and really, very importantly, it rules third-party situations. So every single freaking time you see, you know, two sides being fired up to go against each other, you can count on the fact that there is a third-party Machiavellian pissant behind the scenes pulling the strings in some power position, bringing it on for their own benefit. I don't care if you think you're on a side or another side. There is always a third party involved during this period between 2008 and 2024 while Pluto has been going through Capricorn. So, you know, that would be another way to look at this. Be Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz and pull back the curtain as you're trying to figure out, you know, who is that third party? What is actually going on here? We can be smarter than this, right? So, yeah, so I'm going to take it out of, like, the global thing that's about to happen. I want to touch on the personal side of this. All of us have been going through very profound changes that started back in 2008. The direction of our life has dramatically changed. It has been a process. The goals that were so important to us back then have evolved or completely just been raised to the ground and gone away, and you're on to whatever is going to be coming next. People's status, people, you know, the way they view themselves in the world and others view them. What's going on with personal empowerment? So deconstructing that side, that darker side of ourselves, you know, to emerge from this in some profound new way after the end of 2024, that's the goal, right? And we're awful darn close to the finish line, guys. Don't give up now. You know, I mean, I could say for my own life, you know, the Pluto came through and, you know, the death that it brought through my life with my grandfather and then my father and then the prolonged ending of my mother's life and then my, you know, first husband, best friend, and then my baby and then my pet of 18 and a half years. You know, it has completely taken me down to the bottom and reconstructed. So, you know, when we're thinking about authority figures in our lives, you know, those people above us, the parents, the grandparents, those people that have been a support system in our lives, you know, we've gone through profound changes through that. And of course, it hits every sign differently in different areas, but it has, you know, if I look back to the goals I had, you know, when I was heading into the beginning of this, you know, and what I thought was important then and what I think is important now, it couldn't be more opposite. It just could not. And I'm a pretty evolved soul. And it's changed me profoundly. I know what everybody's going through. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know what we're all going through, and it's not been easy. So, guys, warrior up in the positive way. You know, put that energy shield on. Put love in front of you in every step that you take. Stop being divided by the third party who tends to gain from these situations. Stop perpetuating or playing a part in perpetuating. Planet has gone through over and over and over and over again. You know, it doesn't have to be that in the next 2 years. I said, you know, before that I definitely feel like this is a complete financial upheaval and rebirth. And I'm not a financial advisor, and I don't know how that's going to happen. Again, I said it in probably the monthly show or the yearly show, or I've talked about it so darn many times, I don't know. But I would say, you know, between Uranus in Taurus and Pluto in Capricorn, that, you know, this is going to be the big year where we're really going to start to see, you know, our actual money changing or transforming in some way, what's happening with the banks, what's happening with the market, what's happening with, you know, Bitcoin, what's happening or any of those kind of things. You know, we're in it now, right? And if you think about how, you know, the financial systems in our life or money itself is an exchange of energy. That's what it's meant to be, right? It's just meant to represent what I'm bringing to the table and what you're bringing to the table and how we're exchanging that, what represents that, and how convoluted that has gotten, and how much the third parties, you know, leech off of that in the world today, to the detriment of all us regular folks who are struggling to, you know, make our way, right? We just want to create and share and move forward. So it needs to go through this process, even though it's going to be extremely hard, I think. Maybe not. You know, there's a lot of people that think there's been a lot of really powerful good souls working behind the scenes to help make this transition easier. And I sure pray for that every single night. And I would not be surprised with that because, like I said, again, the souls on this planet right now to go through this transformation are, you know, pretty kick-ass. So, yeah, there's bad ones, but there's a heck of a lot more good ones, in my opinion. What else? Definitely probably going to see some sex scandals, you know, Pluto rules sex. Maybe a powerful divorce or two out there in the public eye. Definitely some deaths in this next week or, you know, over the process of this next 2 years as a theme. But, you know, I would expect something playing out, especially, you know, as Mars comes in and activates this February 16th through March 3rd. But maybe in this week ahead as this really starts to take place. Yeah, and the powers that be, we're going to see some shake, rattle, and roll here. So for the good, for the bad, and all. Okay, so I think that's my overview. So let's start looking at, you know, how this really breaks down. And I'm still in general overview a little bit here so you guys can write down the key dates so I don't have to repeat them for every single sign. I just gave you all the main Pluto dates. So when Venus goes direct, she goes direct on Saturday, the 29th of January at 3:46 a.m. Eastern, 12:46 a.m. Pacific. And that means the 29th is a power day as far as Venus themes. And, okay, I've had enough time to reassess what's going on with the love in my life, or the world has had enough time to figure out where we are with money or with values or with beauty or pleasure. And so now we're starting to shift that forward and start to move forward into what comes next. So Saturday the 29th may be a key date. February 16th, when Venus and Mars will conjunct and kick off a new story together. again, you know, revisiting that point of the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure, and the action now that is going to come together around that to launch us forward. That is on the same day that, you know, I said Mars is also going to really start in the build up to Pluto in the U.S. chart, February 16th through March 3rd. On March 3rd, Venus and Pluto conjunct. And so that's a power day as far as love or money, beauty or pleasure. On February 24th, before that, Venus also makes an alignment to Neptune, which will help us through institutions or through research or investigations or through something that has been going on behind closed doors, secretively, privately, in development. It may tie in personally with artistic, romantic, or spiritual energy, or if you're tackling bad habits, addictions, deceptions, or maybe there's going to be something big playing out across the waters of the world or in our water around that time. But that one is an opportunity to help us move that forward. And then by March 6th, Venus exits Capricorn. So those are our key standout days with Venus in her forward motion. On Thursday the 3rd in our week ahead at 11:13 p.m. Eastern, so at the very end of the day, 8:13 p.m. Pacific, Mercury ends his retrograde in Capricorn and goes direct. So the 3rd may be an important day when we hear some big information or we have that aha moment again in our decision making, or we say something or we hear it from somebody else, right? And decisions are made as we shift forward in our choices. Then on February 11th, Mercury will merge with Pluto. So big news or decisions or agreements that are focused on the financial, the sexual, the power, the control, the third-party situations playing out with, you know, our own personal goals or with those in authority or leadership or with our corporations or systems. And then by February 14th, Mercury exits Capricorn. So really, Mercury in its forward motion has February 3rd and February 11th as power days, and then it moves on after February 14th. Venus moving forward has January 29th, February 16th, February 24th, March 3rd, and then exits on March 6th. So those are our standout days with personal things that we'll be needing to dive in and deal with in that. So that's all of our overview dates with that. And then also finally in our week ahead, as if that wasn't enough, and dang it, it is enough. Thank you very much. on Monday the 31st at 9:46 p.m. Pacific, and on Tuesday the 1st, at 12:46 a.m. Eastern, and you guys can figure out in between, we have our new moon in Aquarius. And so this opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum from the universe to launch us into new opportunities and next level chapters, new possibilities. We can start brand new things, or we can take what we're already involved in and move that into what comes next with more momentum behind it from the cosmos. And this is about the collective and groups and gatherings and friends and associates and clubs and organizations and, you know, what's happening online with astrology, with charities, with parties, with events. And also with our freedoms, with our personal aspirations, and with original or inventive projects or ideas. So it is a time where we gather steam in these areas over the next couple weeks. The new year of the tiger also kicks in on Tuesday. And so it is also aimed at similar topics, the collective, our friendships, our gatherings, our associates, our causes, our freedoms, our what we do online, you know, what we're doing, in social arenas. And so really bringing, a fierce, independent, brave, courageous leadership kind of energy to what's going on there for all of us, and very likely to rise up some heroes in our midst, over this year ahead because of it. And just a light and fluffy little week ahead. And again, guys, Pluto is setting the stage. Pluto is taking us into it. I am pretty sure that, I don't know. I'm not a historian. I would think the people toppling over, the tea in the harbor back in the day probably had no clue as to what that was going to launch for everybody. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the events of the week ahead are going to be, monstrous in some way or, completely intense. Maybe they will be, maybe they won't be. It's setting the stage. The events are in play now. The story is now officially unfolding, and we're going to have 2022, 2023, and 2024 to complete it. So, signs. Let's look at it, baby. Let's see what the heck's going on with this. So for Aries, for our dear, wonderful Aries, I love our Aries. Our Aries are out there kicking butt no matter what's going on in the world. They don't even care. They're our warriors, right? They're fierce. They're independent. They're doing it, right? So this is going to be right up their alley. Venus is in your territory of personal life goals, career, status, reputation, fame, an authority figures. Mercury is in your sign of personal goals, career, status, fame, and authority figures. Pluto is in your sign of personal goals, status, fame, career, and authority figures. So one heck of a shift is occurring for you guys in this week ahead, with Venus on Saturday, with Mercury on Thursday, with Pluto on Wednesday. And so shifting forward, coming out of any holding patterns you guys have been feeling there, anything you've been reassessing internally to try to figure out, do you value here? How are you being valued here? What's going on with money or love here? What decisions need to be thrown by the wayside, and what new decisions need to be made? Any important talks or meetings or sales or interviews or writing or offers or decisions starting to shift and move forward now with this stuff. And Pluto, you Aries have been evolving since 2008 in this territory. Some of this goes back to the power and authority of your father in your early years. And whatever that meant to you in your life story, how this period in your life is changing that completely for you. As you head into this, really remembering, you have been going through this evolutionary process for years now. And you're now entering into the very final, race around the circle. Well, maybe we'll be three circles since we got 3 years to go. But this is it, so you're going to be really knocking some things down and ready to kind of step into new things that will test you to master some new level of leadership or proficiency or authority in your life, right? And to that end, there still may be some career situations that will come to an end as you evolve into whatever, some new career direction or retirement or whatever that's going to be for you. There still may be some higher up people in your life that are going to pass on. As it's allowing the space for you to stand in that, hey, I'm the adult now. I'm the one, right? Also, your life goals and really reassessing as you've evolved so much throughout your life, you know, what do you really want moving forward? You know, what's really going to make you feel like you're standing in your own authenticity, right? And so these things are going to be front and center starting in this week before us, and then definitely just taking you over for these next few years. There could be some very big offers coming the way of the Aries, you know. Maybe there will be souls that recognize how far you've come and what you're capable of, and you will step into this next big chapter when it comes, you know, what is your life goal? I mean, or the big goals in front of you right now. Is it to buy a house, get married, retire, travel the world, sit in your backyard and sip a martini? I don't know. Whatever it is, right? Or is it about your career? Is it about, you know, those people like bosses or parents or judges or directors or teachers or mentors that are going to have such a big impact as big transformations are going on with them, okay? So all of this really starts to come into play. And as far as the new moon and this new year of the tiger kicking in at the end of the night on Monday or at the very earliest point of the day on Tuesday, depending on what coast, you're definitely going to wake up on Tuesday and have that new moon in motion and that year of the tiger in motion. And so Aries really propelling you guys forward in those social circles. You know, maybe you have a leadership role to play within a certain group. Maybe there's some new group you're going to form or join. Maybe it's time for new friends to come in or for you to, you know, join up with some friends and do something interesting. Maybe this is about your associates or your clubs or organizations for you guys. Definitely our Aries should be coming out stronger online in some ways. Maybe you're going to take an interest in astrology. Maybe there's going to be something in the charitable work that you're going to want to get involved in. Also, you know, freedom and courage and bravery are going to be big themes for our Aries. Anything original or inventive that you guys are involved in or that ties in with your own aspirations, you know, this is where the courage comes. And this is the week that's going to start to get that underway. You're going to have the new moon in play for two solid weeks pushing you forward. You're going to have this year of the tiger here for a year. So there you guys go. For Taurus, you know, the profound changes of Pluto since 2008 have been aimed at your belief systems in life, maybe a certain religious or political or foreign or legal or educational or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonial interests, you know, legal, the law, whatever, anything in those expansive arenas of life. This is where it's been focused for our Tauruses. You know, so Pluto has been coming along and deconstructing your life through those realms. Maybe, you know, maybe you signed a big legal document and got married or got divorced or started a company or were in courtrooms, you know, to go through this profound change. Maybe you are a politician listening to this. Maybe you, you know, maybe your religious beliefs have evolved profoundly through this time. If you pursue media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, you know, you've been going through very deep, profound experiences in what's been playing out there. If you are a teacher or if you have wanted to further your education or both, this has been a profound time there as well. Ceremonies, you know, graduations, funerals, weddings, other kinds of ceremonies, you know, sparky dance in circles under the moon kind of ceremonies. I don't know. But it could be, you know, you've been transforming through ceremonial means. Maybe your reach globally or in foreign markets or with foreign people or influences or ideas or travel or import-export, you know, anything that connects you far and wide, situations that have been playing out at a distance. Maybe you're, you know, in Peoria and there's some kind of profound thing going on with somebody, you know, in Costa Rica for you through these years. I don't know. But distance could be playing into what's been profoundly changing, you know, what's happening. So in any of those areas, travel, foreign, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political, distant, all these arenas are where you have been going through the most profound changes with your goals, with your status, with fame, with career, with authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, where the biggest profound things have been evolving for you guys financially, sexually, reproductively, with births, with deaths, with divorce, with third-party situations, right? So as we go into this week ahead and Pluto starts to do its thing with the country, you know, you're entering into these years now where the most powerful changes are going to finally happen since 2008 when this began. And, you know, it's time. You're ready for this, whatever this is, or it is at its destined cycle in your life and in divine timing. And you are spiritually ready for whatever this is, whether you know it or not. And on top of that, we have these personal energies of Venus and Mercury coming out of their retrogrades and going direct, Venus on Saturday, Mercury on Thursday. And so you're ready on a day-to-day personal level to start moving forward through those, comes next in those arenas when it comes to love, when it comes to beauty, when it comes to pleasure, when it comes to making money, when it comes to the offers and sales and writing and agreements and talks and meetings and decisions in those arenas. So all of this starts to shift and go forward and have some profound, deep beginning steps in the last big, you know, revolutionary stage of your life through these things, 2022, 3, and 4. All right. And then with the new moon in Aquarius, Tuesday morning, you're going to wake up and the new moon is now active in Aquarius. It will be active for 2 weeks. It's also the new year of the tiger, which is aimed at the same topics. And Taurus, you know, this is about launching you guys forward over the next 2 weeks, giving you a big cosmic boost to help you start something new or take what you're already doing and move that forward in some way. So it, for you guys, is about your career, your status, your fame, your reputation, what's happening with personal life goals, what's happening with bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, or other authority figures. And so, and your own authority and your own leadership abilities, right? And so looking at, you know, how do I move that forward collectively, you know, in my social circle, online, you know, in connection to astrology or charities or gatherings or aspirations and original projects. So big, nice forward boost late Monday night at the very earliest part of the day, 12:46 a.m., Tuesday morning for the East Coast, and onward you go. For Gemini, Gemini. And Gemini risings, I always think about the rising when it gets to Gemini, since I'm a Gemini rising. I'm like, okay. And thus my explanation at the top of the show in this area. The Geminis have been going through the heaviest, weightiest part here with Pluto since 2008 and will not be done with it till 2024. And in this week ahead, we start the real serious part of it, right? And so Gemini, you know, Pluto has been taking you on a very profound, deep, transformational experience through life and death situations, through divorce, through your sex life or reproductive life, through dealing with criminals, if that's been something that's connected with you, dealing with massive, powerful financial evolving stories. So with loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, alimony, child support, your partner's money, or any other kind of outside financial resources, with jealousy, with obsessions, with third-party situations, right? And so in this week ahead, Pluto is going to come to the U.S. Pluto degree and start the Pluto return. So you have a profound role to play in the evolving of this story through your own power, or, you know, the deaths and births around you, or your understanding of those topics, or what's happening with a divorce, or with your sex life, or with your financial situation and your contribution in the financial understanding of, you know, how this is playing out. And so you enter this story and this, well, you've been in the story, don't get me wrong, but you enter the return starting this week, and it will be in play then the rest of 2022, 23, and up until November 19th of 24. At the same time, the personal planets, Mercury and Venus, are coming out of their retrograde. So the reassessment that you've had, kind of looking at what do I want to do, you know, with, when it comes to my own money in those situations, or love in those situations, or what's happening with beauty or pleasure in those situations, and who do I need to talk to, and what decisions do I need to make, and do I need to sign something or sell something or write something or make a choice here. So all of that is shifting into forward gear. Saturday the 29th with Venus, Thursday the 3rd with Mercury, we're on our way into what comes next in those arenas. So all of it, big swoosh, you know, and here you go, Gemini. And then we also have the new moon on a Tuesday morning. As you wake up, the new moon will be in play. Late Monday evening for the Pacific Coast. And so this is 2 weeks of forward momentum now getting underway. And Gemini, this is also, you know, the new year of the tiger, where you're going to become more fierce, more courageous, braver, you know, more independent or more leadership energy in this. And so you're going to have 2 weeks of forward momentum from the new moon, a year of taking this where it's meant to go with the year of the tiger. And for Gemini, this is about travel, situations at a distance, foreign interests or people in your life, legal contracts or decisions, educational pursuits, whether you're teaching or learning or getting training or training others, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, what else? Ceremonies, religion, politics, philosophy. So launch away, Gemini. Here we go, right? All right, so for Cancers, the other part of my sign. All right, Cancers, starting back in 2008 with Pluto and continuing on throughout this time period and now getting ready to really gear up into the most powerful part of this that you're going to go through, starting in this week ahead and over the next 3 years. This has been about how you have been going through profound, deep changes and looking to empower yourself and focus on where you are financially or sexually or with deaths or births or divorces or third-party stories that are connected with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, or you name it, right? Any kind of committed, serious relationships in your life or ambitious, responsible relationships in your life. And so kind of going very deep, purging things, making changes, evolving, you know, where you are in those stories. And so we are going to start to see that go, really starting to feel the intense vibrations coming up with this starting to resonate in the Pluto return of the country. So there's going to be some stuff going down with some of these people in your life, you know, over the course of the next few years. And then the personal planetary energy in this week ahead is also going to be shifting two planets out of retrograde and going direct, Venus and Mercury. So when it comes to these key relationships, Cancer, you know, in this week ahead, it's giving you an opportunity to kind of come out of that reassessing state and look at what you've figured out about where you are with love in this, these relationships, with income, with beauty, with pleasure, with your ideas, your talks, your meetings, your agreements, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your offers, your decisions about these people. And it's now saying, okay, these guys are all starting to move forward. Time to start to move forward into what comes next in your day-to-day life. Make some decisions, right? And obviously on the days for all signs, on the days when, you know, Mercury and Venus shift gears out of retrograde into direct, those days can be a little wonky. You got to be careful. And with the planets, it takes a few weeks for them to pick up steam. They get a little faster. They get more into their momentum as they move along. And with Pluto, as I said in the beginning, you know, this is a very slow-moving planet. It's setting the stage. It sets this first stage starting, you know, on the 2nd of February, but we're going to really see Mars activate it between February 16th and March 3rd, and then again at the end of July, first week of August, and so on over the next few years. So it's a big thing, right? I don't even know where I'm going with that. I just want to say, you guys, it's just going to be crazy, right? So you're going to see some shifting into forward gear here with some of these people. You're going to be ready to shift into what comes next with some of these people. You may be addressing some big financial needs with these people, or re-sparking the sex life, or maybe there's hormonal or reproductive system issues or interests or opportunities with these people. You guys know the Pluto thing. It's going to get deep. It's going to get profound. Big changes, big evolving of these stories. So here we go. Now, for Cancer, with that new moon on Tuesday morning for the East Coast, late Monday night for the West Coast, you guys are now getting a big cosmic boost forward in your eighth house. Oh, la, 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 la. So, and this is also, you know, marking the beginning of the year of the tiger, which is also about these topics for Cancer. So this is about giving you this cosmic boost forward, time to start something new or take what you're already doing into that next direction or chapter about the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the alimony, the child support, the mortgage, the partner's money, the investor's money, or whatever the big financial topic might be for you. Or the bankruptcy maybe, or what's going on with your sex life, or what's going on reproductively, what's going on if you're dealing with a criminal, you know, situation, what's going on with jealousy or obsessions, what's going on with birth or death or divorce or triangles, third-party situations here. So this is giving you not only 2 weeks of forward momentum to help you, hey, I need to go and do this or this or this about whatever this is, right? But it all is also with the year of the tiger saying these are the areas where you're going to be brave, courageous, fierce, loyal, you know, independent. Your leadership abilities are going to come out as you're moving forward with this for the whole next year. So, you know, just that little thing getting underway. All right, for Leo, I got to take a sip of my drink. Hold on, guys. This is so weird, you guys. It was like, first of all, I didn't go to bed last night. I mean, I walked up there to bed at 3, but I couldn't fall asleep, so I just came back down at 6. So I had no sleep last night. I got up. It was 2 degrees outside. And I'm in a really old house, so on the one side of my chair I have the humidifier running, which is putting moisture back into the air, and on the other side I have this little mini heater running, because as high as I crank the heat in this house, it only is reaching 60 some degrees, 65 or 66 degrees in here, which feels really cold when it's 2 degrees outside. It did warm up, I think, you know, to the 20s at some point this afternoon, but man. And why did I tell you that? Oh, because I need to have a drink, because the air in here is, like, weird. I was like, oh, my God. Okay, 1 second, please. All right. So, for our Leos, you guys have been going through this big, deep, profound change and evolving of your life story and what's going on with your own empowerment. What's going on with the changes, the deep, powerful changes? What's going on, you know, sexually in your life or with your work or your finances, what's going on with divorce or death or birth or third parties with Pluto, right? It's been playing out in your sixth house. So, you know, you've been seeing this play out since 2008 around your health and how this story has been evolving. You've been seeing how it's played out around your work, coworkers, hired help in any situation, with animals in your life, with paperwork that is having profound effects on maybe you've signed some really big contracts or, you know, maybe you had to deal with some profound paperwork. I don't know. But, yeah, so this is the deep, powerful thing that is now going to get underway with this Pluto return with, you know, your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help, and, you know, how you're going to be going through the most intense changes here of your life over the next few years. And the personal planetary energy is coming in. You've had enough time. Maybe you've been, you know, maybe you pulled away from something there for the last few weeks in the Mercury and the Venus retrogrades there. You've been reassessing things. Maybe you were still in it there, but, you know, really kind of thinking, where am I with the love or the money in these stories? What do I need to do to get on the right track with that? Or what's going on with beauty or pleasure in my life in those stories? Or how are those stories impacting beauty or pleasure? And what's going on with the decisions being made and the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the agreements, the decisions? So, you know, those energies are going to start moving forward on Saturday with Venus and on Thursday with Mercury. So it's really saying to you, you've had enough time, you know, either apart to get some perspective or in it to reassess it. And now it's all going to start moving forward in your daily life, you know. So you're going to start to see all of this coming together to really start to take you into this big last major story of this 2022, 3, and 4. In the week ahead. And then when it comes to the new moon for Leo, late Monday night, West Coast, early Tuesday morning for East Coast. So as we get up on Tuesday, we are in that new moon. And for Leo, this is this in the arena of relationships for you guys. And this is also where the new year of the tiger is taking place. So you guys, you know, the universe is saying you've got 2 weeks from us to really give you that big cosmic boost forward, help you start new things in relationships, start new relationships, take current relationships forward in new directions or chapters. And then with the year ahead, with the year of the tiger, you know, this is where you're really going to be brave, courageous, independent, fierce, loyal, or, you know, lead yourself in some way. As you go forward here. And so, again, Leo, relationships, this means romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. And also this field for Leo can be about launching forward with new balance or equality or aesthetics in your life in some way, but mostly relationships. So there you have it. You have a good boost there forward for 2 weeks and for the year ahead to take wherever this is supposed to go. All right, for Virgo, Virgo, all the profound energy from Pluto since 2008 has been evolving your life story, taking you into the depths, into the darkest, deepest places, allowing you to end or kill off certain things and then rebirth yourself in some profound new way, to look at where you are financially, sexually, reproductively, or over topics of birth, death, divorce, or third-party situations, all for you guys focused on true love in your life or lovers. What's happening with creative projects or your creative talents, what's happening with children, and or what's happening recreationally with your life. And so as we head into this week ahead and the Pluto return begins on the 2nd, you're entering the last major story, the deepest, most intense changes, and the most powerful empowerment and evolving of where you are with your love life or lovers, the kids, the creative projects, the recreational pursuits. So you're going to be looking at all those big, intense topics that you've been dealing with since 2008 and going to see some things really moving you forward through the last of these big changes. Also, in the week ahead, we're going to have Mercury and Venus, both in retrogrades in that same territory, come out and start to move forward. Venus moves forward starting Saturday the 29th. Mercury moves forward starting February 3rd. And so, you know, any of the kind of slowdowns or reassessing or rethinking, like, what do I need when it comes to love with my lovers, the kids, the creative projects or recreation? What do I need when it comes to income in those situations or with beauty or pleasure in those situations? What talks or meetings or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions need to be made in those arenas, you know? And all of that is going to now be moving forward as those planets come out of retrograde and go direct in the week ahead. So as a combination, it's one heck of a profound week, and you are on your way. When it comes to the new moon, late Monday night, West Coast, early Tuesday morning, East Coast, this is in Virgo's territory of your work and health and animals, as well as anything you're doing with coworkers, hired help, or paperwork, getting organized or cleaning. And so you have a big two-week launch forward here with the new moon that can help you start something new or take what you're already doing and move that into whatever, you know, whatever comes next for you there. And so 2 weeks of momentum from the new moon. And then the new year of the tiger is focused here as well. So, you know, bringing in that new boost forward over the year ahead to be courageous, to be brave, to be independent and fierce and lead yourself forward in these ways that is, you know, setting the year apart from other years. Okay, for Libra, since 2008, Pluto has been going through and deconstructing the old and, you know, going deep, purging things, bringing up what was buried there, helping you transform, transmute, step into your own power there. It's been a long story for everybody. And for you guys, you know, it goes to early childhood and emotional needs. It goes to your early family life and the family situation you're in now. It goes to a parent. It goes to what's happening in your life with roommates. It goes to your home, any moves, renovations, or real estate deals, history, ancestry. So this has been a time of evolving this story by deconstructing and rebirthing and getting you to look at, where are you with your own power in these situations? How can you empower yourself? What's going on here sexually, intimately, through jealousy or manipulations or reproductive needs or, you know, connection, soulmate connection? What's going on here financially for you? What's going on? How do births or deaths or divorce impact what's happening in this area of life for you? And so it's very profound. It's deep. This is the root of your chart, Libra. And so some very intense, powerful changes that were meant to impact your whole life going forward have been, you know, taking place since 2008. And now as we enter this week ahead and the Pluto return begins, you know, you're going into the weighty side of, you know, really what you're here to do and where you landed, you know, why you landed where you landed and what still needs to happen there, and where you are emotionally and how that's going to impact things, right? And, you know, through the rest of 2022, 23, and up through November 19th of 2024. So you're going to start to see that come into play starting Wednesday the 2nd onward. Also, the personal planets, Mercury and Venus, come out of their holding pattern. If you've been waiting, you know, when it comes to what's going on with the love, what's going on with the income potential here, what's going on with women or beauty or pleasure in these stories, what's happening with the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the agreements, the offers, the decisions in that story. You know, the slowdown and the reassessing part are now over in this week ahead. You know, Saturday Venus moves forward, Thursday Mercury moves forward, and you're going to start in your daily life starting to get back into forward motion with that as well. So all of that is kind of coming together to launch you forward. And then we also have the new moon late Monday night, West Coast, early Tuesday morning, East Coast. This for Libra is about launching you forward over the next 2 weeks, helping you guys start new things or take what you've been working on and move that forward. It's about your creative projects or talents, your love life or lovers, children, or anything recreational for you guys. So 2 weeks of momentum for what comes next. And then this is also the arena of the year of the tiger for you. So when it comes to true love and lovers, kids, creative projects, recreation, this is where you're going to be fierce and courageous and brave and independent and you know, really lead yourself forward over this year ahead in these areas. So all that gets underway as well. All right, for Scorpio. Scorpio, sorry, I had to take a drink again. Scorpio, since 2008, Pluto has been moving through and going very deep into your mind, into your thought patterns. This could be about your ideas moving you forward. It could be about mental loops of you know, repetitive thinking that drag you down. It's been working on completely deconstructing and rebirthing the way you think, the way you talk, what you talk about, how you write or what you write about, what you're doing in sales, what you're doing with meetings and interviews and auditions, what's going on with short trips and local community activities or a move or what's happening with brothers, sisters, neighbors, your vehicles, electronics, right? So a lot there. And you've seen very profound things happening, you know, financially in your world through those talks or agreements or sales or moves or offers or decisions. And you've seen profound things happening sexually, reproductively, hormonally. You've seen profound things with birth and death and divorce. You've seen profound things with third-party situations. So as you're working out how you think and what you want to say and how you want to say it and what you want to write and what you want to sell and all of this, you know, that is coming into the Pluto return for the country on Wednesday, the 2nd of February, and it is going to now be in that Pluto return with peaks and valleys that I gave at the beginning of the show, the rest of 2022, 2023, and up through November 19th of 2024. This is the end of the story that began in 2008. This is the most profound, impactful period that is coming into play here for everybody. So you may hear some really powerful news. You may have a profound talk or offer or decision, you know, et cetera, something powerful going on with a brother or sister or move or your vehicles, et cetera. So expect that to start to come into the profundity of Pluto over financial, sexual, birth, death, divorce, or third-party stories in this, you know, as we get into this new three-year story. And then also the personal planets Mercury and Venus have been retrograde there, and now they're both going to move into direct motion. Venus on Saturday the 29th, Mercury on Thursday the 3rd, and that's now starting to say you're coming out of any slowdowns, time off to kind of reassess, rethink what you wanted in some of these arenas. And now everything's starting to move forward in your daily life when it comes to the love or the money in those situations, the beauty or the pleasure in those situations. You know, the quickness of how things are really starting to pick up, or the duality or diplomacy in the situations for you. So all of that starting to move forward. And then the new moon on late Monday night, West Coast, early Tuesday morning, East Coast, is launching our Scorpios forward. This is a two-week period that can give you a big boost into something brand new, or taking what you're already doing into some new direction or chapter, having to do with your home, a move, a renovation, real estate deals, your family, a parent, a roommate, your history, your ancestry, and or something very powerfully emotional for you. And this is also where the new year of the tiger is kicking in. And so for the year ahead, those areas of life are where you're going to have to be or want to be the most courageous, brave, fierce, independent, and or utilizing your leadership abilities to move topics forward there. All right, for Sagittarius. Pluto began to make this powerful impact on your life back in 2008, really focused on taking you through a very profound change between 2008 and 2024. So you're at the end of this story, but the most profound part of this story. And it's really been asking you to look at how you're valued, what your values are and how they align in your life with situations and other people, what you're doing to make money, what you're doing with purchases in your life, what you're doing with possessions or products, and where you are with Pluto in this story. Is it, did something need to be destroyed and reborn there? Are you rising from the ashes yet, or do you still have some deconstructing to do? Is there something in the larger financial picture with loans or debt or inheritance or taxes or insurance or investments, et cetera, or a partner's money, right? Or is there something sexual or reproductive or about a divorce or a triangle or a birth or a death happening in that arena that is impacting values, how you're valued, what's going on with your money and possessions and products and purchases? So as Pluto gets to the country's Pluto return starting Wednesday the 2nd, you're entering this most profound period for the rest of 2022-3 and up through November 19th of 24. And this is going to be, you know, whatever last big changes and empowerment that you're going to go through there. In the week ahead, we also have personal planets Mercury and Venus ending retrogrades in the same territory and starting to go direct. So in your day-to-day life, you come out of that holding pattern or that reassessing and rethinking what you want, and now you're ready to start moving forward with income, purchases, products, possessions, values, or being valued. And you'll be looking at Venus taking you forward about the love or the money there, or the beauty or the pleasure there, and Mercury bringing you now back into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions to move that forward. So that's a lot happening there. And then on late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, we have the new moon kicking in for Sagittarius. This launches you forward over the next 2 weeks, giving you the potential to start new things or take what you're already doing into whatever comes next with a little bit more cosmic boost behind it. This is about your writing, your sales, your talks, meetings, interviews, agreements, offers, proposals, decisions. And it is also physically about your brothers, sisters, neighbors, any moves, your vehicles, your electronics, short trips or local activities. So you have momentum behind this now. And the new year of the tiger is focused here for a whole year ahead, saying, kicking in at the same time, you know, saying, hey, now this is where you're going to be fierce, courageous, brave. You're going to be independent and leading yourself forward in some of those arenas. So there's that. All right. So for Capricorn, gosh, how do you say it for Capricorn? You guys have been hosting Pluto in your own sign since 2008. I would say The Capricorns are going through the most profound experience of their lifetimes during this period from 2008 to 2024. Something is completely changing about their identity, their body, their image, their brand, their name, their title, how they're involved in the things they're involved in physically, or what's going on with their personal needs and desires. And, you know, Pluto wanted to deconstruct that, raise it down to the ground, and then rebirth it in some new empowered way over the process of all these years. And you're heading into the most powerful time now, starting this week ahead as the Pluto return begins and runs until November 19th of 2024. So you're going to be looking at, you know, where are you financially? You know, is there an inheritance that impacts your identity? Is there a loan you're going to get or an investment to, or maybe you'll, maybe there's money you're taking out to do something to your body or image or brand or name or title. So finances are impacting you. Sex and, you know, how you evolve from 2008 until the end of 2024. In what you want intimately, sexually, what's going on reproductively or hormonally with you, what's happening in dealing with births or deaths or divorce and how that impacts, you know, you personally or physically, or impacts your identity in some way. And what's going on with how you deal with third-party situations. Have you had to deal with that one through that one and this one through that one? Well, I bet you have. So, you know, this starts to really go into the big, profound, last big major chapter here. You may be thrust forward in some way when it comes to the bigger things going on out there. And then also in the week ahead, Mercury and Venus both come out of retrograde in your sign and go direct. So this slowdown, this period of the last few weeks of reassessing, you know, what's going on with you and the love, the income, beauty, pleasure, your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your offers and decisions comes out of that holding pattern. It's moving forward Saturday and Thursday. And so that's also a shift in forward motion gear. You're ready to start moving into what comes next. The new moon on late Monday night, early Tuesday morning is giving you 2 weeks to launch you forward and give you the potential to start something new or take what you're already doing into that next chapter having to do with your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, your values, or how you're being valued, Capricorn. So this is really good for, you know, brand new opportunities or taking what you're already doing forward in some new or next level thing. And then this is also where the new year of the tiger is kicking in. So, you know, at the same time, launching forward, this is where you're going to be brave and courageous and fierce and independent and have leadership abilities to move forward with money and purchases and products and possessions. So there you have it. For Aquarius, you guys have been going through the 12th house with Pluto since 2008. So very deep, profound, transformational changes, the destruction of the old and the rebirthing of the new for you as it's played out with how you are present this lifetime tied to who you were in a past life. That shadow of who you were in at least one significant past life has been what you have been destroying and rebirthing so you could be whoever you're meant to be as it pertains to those karmic past life ties. So this may have played out in your romantic life, in your spiritual or magical or psychic life, when it comes to your artistic interests or talents or pursuits, when it comes to institutions, addictions, secrets or deceptions, research or investigations, or even your dream world where you get signs and messages, you know, from the other side. So Pluto has been taking you very deep and intensely through that arena to deal with, you know, sex and financial matters and reproductive needs and births and deaths and divorce and third-party situations. And so as we go into this week ahead and the Pluto return starts, you're going into this big, profound, three-year chapter up through November 19th of 2024, where you're going to do the last of the evolving of these stories and stepping into your own personal power there. And in the week ahead, both Mercury and Venus come out of retrogrades where they've been asking you to reassess where you are with love or income, beauty or pleasure, the talks you needed to have or meetings or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions about artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, magical, psychic, secretive, addictive, research or investigational matters. And so as those energies move forward on Saturday with Venus and Thursday with Mercury, you're ready to start moving into what comes next. You figured some things out, or some things are going to start to appear with that. And then with the new moon, late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, that opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum in your sign, Aquarius. Great. Move yourself forward towards what you want to launch into anything new or next chapter with what you're doing about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your involvement in physical things or your personal needs. So you have new moon momentum for 2 weeks. And this is also where the year of the tiger is kicking in for Aquarius. It is about you. You're going to want to step into your own fierce, brave, courageous, loyal, independent leader of side of who you are, and that's going to be in play for the next year for you guys. So yeah, back up from those Aquarians. All right, and for Pisces, you guys have been going through the most profound, deep, purgative, and, you know, deconstructing and rebirthing and empowering story since 2008, and now you're entering the peak last major chapter starting this week ahead and running until November 19th of 2024, and then you're done. And it's been about, you know, your aspirations, your freedoms, your original or inventive side of who you are and what you do, and what's going on with your soul group, your friends, your associates, your group activities, your clubs, your organizations, what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities or parties or events or gatherings. So Pluto has come in there as the power force, and you've dealt with power struggles or sexual interests or obsessions or financial matters there, or birth, death, divorce tied to those situations, or third-party stories playing out in those situations. And so, again, as the Pluto return begins on Wednesday the 2nd, you know, this is where the weightiest stuff is going to be evolving you at the end of this story for the next few years. And then also in this week ahead, the personal planets Mercury and Venus come out of retrograde for weeks and go direct in that same arena. And so, you know, all this time of reassessing or trying to figure out what was going to, you needed to do about love or money or beauty or pleasure or women or talks, meetings, sales, writing, agreements, decisions about those friends or associates, the groups, the online stuff, the astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or with your own aspirations, freedoms, or original projects is now moving forward. And you're ready to start, you know, what comes next, it's going to start coming, right? And then the new moon, late Monday night, West Coast, or early Tuesday morning, East Coast, is launching the Pisces forward. For the next 2 weeks, it helps you start brand new interests or take what you're already involved in and move it into what comes next with that boost from the cosmos behind it, helping you pick up some momentum, right? And so this could be dealing with institutions. This could be research or investigations. This could be pursuits in your romantic, artistic, or spiritual life. It could be with secrets or addictions and tackling those things. So this is and any kind of like respiration, isolation to kind of figure out what, you know, where you want to go in those arenas as well. So this is going to give you momentum. And this is also where the new year of the tiger is kicking off on Tuesday. And so for the next year, this is going to allow you to step into your bravery, your courage, your leadership abilities, you know, and be fierce and move yourself forward in those arenas. So I hope I covered it well for everybody. I hope I added some more to what I've already been talking about for a while now. This is it, and we are going to see some pretty powerful changes now starting to take place on the global stage. as if we don't have enough there already. Oh, good Lord, lock me in. We better be stocked up and ready to watch what's going down. But it also in our own lives, as just noted in the show, this is a very profound time. And we're all here to deal with it and to move it forward in the best possible way, in the phoenix, not the snake side of the plutonic energy. So always rise to the occasion. And I think I'll leave you guys with that. It's Zoe Moon. If you guys, if you want to read about the daily energy influences, I posted on facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Come join the page there. If you want to ask me questions or book readings, you can do that there or any of my other sites, but I'm always there every day at some point. Otherwise, I'll be back next week, same time, God willing. I'm really going to say God willing on this one. And we'll talk about what comes next. All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.